How would you say it's romantic in Spanish? It's romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
It's perfect.
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
So, that word for it is used for describing what something is like. However, there's an alternative word which we use for where something is. So how would you say it is here?
Está aquí.
Está aquí.
It is there.
Está allí.
Está allí.
To say I am here, so rather than it is here or it is there, to say I am here, you will say
estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Now, estoy is like está, and it expresses where you are, and also actually how you are. For instance, you'll use it to say, I am happy, or I am busy. It's actually for more temporary things. So, I am here at the moment. I am happy right now, today. So, it's to do with something that's temporary. It's why these things are used for describing where it is you are, because where you are might change. The more permanent characteristics of who or what you are dealt with by the group that belongs to the other it is. Again, what was the shorter word for it is?
Es.
Es.
And that's used for describing more permanent characteristics of who or what something is or what it's like. But again, how would you say I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
And how would you say it is here?
Está aquí.
Está aquí.
But it is romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
So you can see that está has its counterpart, which is es. And estoy, which has now been introduced, also has a counterpart. But let's try estoy one more time. How would you say I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
The counterpart to that, which also means I am, is
soy.
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 Spelt S-O-Y. Now, this is used for talking about more permanent characteristics of who or what you are. For instance, if someone says, who are you? And you want to give your name, you know, say, and for instance, I am Paul. Or they say, what are you? You say, I am a teacher, or I'm a doctor, whatever it is that you do. These are dealt with by soy. So, let's imagine for a second you're me. How would you say, I'm Paul?
Soy Paul.
Soy Paul.
This is a permanent characteristic. This is who I am. It's not going to change. But if I wanted to say, I am here, well, that's more temporary because it might well change. So how would you say, I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
If you want to talk about where you're from, well, that's a permanent characteristic because you will always be from the place where you are from. To say where you're from, you'll simply say, I am of, and wherever that is. So, for instance, to say of or from London, of or from London is
de Londres.
De Londres.
De Londres.
De Londres.
So how would you say, I am from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
And how would you say, I'm Paul, I'm from London?
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
Again, these are both permanent long-term characteristics, so that's why you're using soy. However, if we change it, for instance, make it something temporary. For instance, in London in Spanish is
en Londres.
En Londres.
En Londres.
En Londres.
Now, if you're in London on that day, temporarily, it is not a permanent thing. It might change. So how would you say, I am in London? Meaning, I'm in London today. I'm in London.
Estoy en Londres.
Estoy en Londres.
But I am from London, which is permanent.
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
So you may have got used to the fact that there are several things in Spanish where, although we have one in English, there are two in Spanish. Two words for have in Spanish, two different types of words for for, and different types of words for I am or it is. It seems confusing at the beginning, but it gets easier with time. It also allows you an interesting range of expression in Spanish, which perhaps is less easy to use in English in a way. For instance, the word for happy in Spanish, happy, is
feliz.
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 It actually has the same root as the English word felicity, which actually is to do with happiness or being happy. So again, with felicity in mind, how would you say happy in Spanish?
Feliz.
Feliz.
If you want to say you are happy, you know, at that moment, at the moment I'm happy, how would you say I am happy?
Estoy feliz.
Estoy feliz.
Try saying it now with the other word for I am. So assume it's a permanent characteristic and say I am happy, but using the other I am.
Soy feliz.
Soy feliz.
Now in Spanish, that's had a significant effect on the meaning. The first, when you used estoy, simply meant I am happy. But when you used the other I am, which suggests something permanent, it became, more or less in English, I am a happy person. That's the sort of person I am. I'm just a happy person. And so it can be used to allow you an interesting range of expression that we can't necessarily use quite as easily in English. Another way to demonstrate this would be with the word meaning drunk in Spanish. The word for drunk in Spanish sounds quite interesting and beautiful to my ear. It is
borracho.
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 So how would you say I am drunk, meaning more or less at the moment, I am drunk?
Estoy borracho.
Estoy borracho.
You'd use that version of I am because normally being drunk is a temporary thing. Let's try it though by shifting over to the other type of I am, which suggests something more permanent. How would you say I am drunk using the other I am?
Soy borracho.
Soy borracho.
Now, with this version of I am drunk, it's become a permanent characteristic. In English, it would probably be translated as something like I am a drunk, or I have a drinking problem, or I'm an alcoholic. It's a very good example of how these two words work. One is I am, meaning I am like this at the moment, and the other is really expressing a characteristic of who or what you are. And that's the key difference between these two words.
This is the end of CD 6.